Okay, we're up to Perek Nun Aleph. What did you say with Pasuk? Perek Nun Aleph. Pasuk Mem Hei, if I'm not mistaken, correct? Mem Hei? That's what I have. Perek Nun Aleph. Pasuk Mem Hei. We're winding down. Maybe today we'll finish. Who knows? We'll see. At least, this Perek, this section. The Chorbin of Babel. Pasuk Mem Hei. I don't have any Midrashim. Kimat, no Midrashim. So just going to be... just going to be text. Let's see. So Pasuk Mem Hei says, Tzu'u Mitoch Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, leave. This is Hashem's command, leave Babel. Tzu'u Mitoch Ami Umaltu Ish Esnafsho. Each man shall save his soul. Mecharoi Naf Hashem, that do from the anger of Hashem. Hashem is going to destroy Babel. And if you're going to remain in Babel, you're going to be swept up with the people of Babel, because when the Mashchis is given Rishus, permission to destroy, it's not mafrik between a tzaddik and a rasha. Just like in Mitzrayim, when the mashkes, they had anyone in Klal Yisrael had to sit inside their homes in the bayis and put the dam on the mashkes and the shtei mezuzos to protect themselves from the mashkes, even though Hashem says, I'm going to save you. No, you have to follow the rules. Because once the mashkes is given permission to destroy, it will not be mafrik between a tzaddik and a rasha. Like something over here, Babel is about to be destroyed. Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael, escape. If you will do yours, if you will make your hishtadlus to escape, I will assist you. I will grant you the siyata d'shmaya to survive your exit, to survive and to flee. But if you're not going to make your hishtadlus to escape, you're going to remain here, then what's going to happen to you is you're going to be wiped out together with the rest of the land. Now we don't know exactly what happened. I don't think there are some historical accounts, because one thing we do know for sure is only 5% left Babel. I don't know about Babel, I don't really know the details, because Klal Yisrael was scattered throughout the world during this period of time. I assume a significant chunk of Klal Yisrael was living in Babel. That's where the Babylonians, Nebuchadnezzar, brought them after the Churban Bayis Rishon. We do know that a very small percentage of the people went. We discussed exactly this idea. So Chazor, we learned it like maybe a couple of days ago. A very small percentage of the people listened to the call of Hashem to return and reestablish Eretz Yisrael, something like 5%. Does that mean that this pasuk was fulfilled? That every member of Klal Yisrael, the 95%, were killed? It doesn't seem to be so. It doesn't seem from our records that they were actually killed. Maybe they were. We don't know. But what it does, we do know for sure, is if you don't take the pasuk literally, that means their death, they were put to death, but their souls were destroyed. They intermarried, and their children were not Jewish, and nothing became of them. They completely fell off the face of the earth. So that's, if you take, you learn with that interpretation, that's exactly what it means. Leave mitoicha, ami, umaltu, because if you're not, I'm giving you now an opportunity to save your neshamois. You should have doirois of children, grandchildren, that are going to be Torah observant Jews. Umaltu ish es nafshei mecharei naf Hashem. If you're going to sit out over here in Babel, you're not going to want to go to Eretz Yisrael. What's going to happen to you? It's going to be assimilation. You're going to be finished. That's perhaps what it means. Let's see the Mefarshim. Were killed.
Yeah.
When were they killed?
Yeah, you know,
at the Chorban.
We were in
Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
In Eretz Yisrael. But then what happened? Well, I think we had 800,000 people were killed by Nebuzaradan. The Buzard, and it says in the Gemara Feirush, killed, I think, 800,000, something like that.
Okay.
He takes all the different, all the different Mamar Chazan, he adds them together to make it come up with this number. Okay, let's see what it says in the Mesudas Pasuk Mem Hei. Mecharoin, Miltu Naf Shechem, Mecharoin Naf Hashem, save your souls from the anger of Hashem. A Shetachol al Babel, that is going to fall upon Babel. Shlotiu Ninil Kim Imohem, you should not be smitten together with the Babylonians. Memhei Rashi, there is none. Radak, Pasuk Memhei, Utsu, Mevurhu, self-explanatory. No need for me to fill you in. Pasuk Memvav. Now, this is a complex Pasuk. Pasuk over here says, three times, Ufen Yerach Levavchem. Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael, now this is before Babel was destroyed. This even leads 3 years in advance. Do not get afraid when you hear bad news. Halavai, someone can say that to us today. Don't be afraid when you hear about terrorism, because it's not going to affect you. Fen ufen yerach levavchem. Your heart should not become weak. Visiru, and be afraid. Bashemua hanishmas baretz. When you hear reports about what is happening in the earth, when you hear that there are wars, and the wars are coming closer and closer to where you live, do not be dismayed, do not be afraid. And then again, the pasuk says, Uva bashana hashemua. And then when the report will come again during the year, a report, a bad report, and then it says Nochamo, the Acharav, and when it comes again, Bashana in the year, Hashemua. Now each Shana similarly refers to a different year, a 3-year process. The Acharav Bashana, Hashemua, afterwards when it comes again in the year, the report. And when you hear, what are you going to hear? You're going to hear Chomos Baret, you will hear the report will be this violence in the earth, there are wars. Umayshel al Moishel. And there is a new ruler in town. A new ruler is going to rule over the old ruler. Al Moshel, the last two words, the pasuk referred to Bavel. They who thus far were the Moishlim, the rulers. Now there's going to be a new Moishel, referring specifically to Dora, to Modai Uparas. They are going to be the ones who are going to rule over the old rulers. Okay, let's see the Mefarshim inside. Pasuk Memvav, Upen Yerach. Hishamru pen yerach levavchem. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael that your heart should not become weak. Lo yavay moirech bilvavchem. There shall not come in your hearts moirech. Moirech means fear. Lo tiru b'shmua hanishmas baruch. Do not become afraid when you hear a report in the earth. What is the report that you would be afraid of? He shemalchei modai uparas oylim li lochim b'bavel. The report you will hear is that modai uparas are waging a major war against Bavel. Uva. Then the pasuk continues. Ritzon elaymar lo tiru. Do not be afraid. Bameshe bo hashmua hahi bashana hazos asher kvar bohu ba'aretz v'niskaima hadava v'yotza l'poyel. Don't be afraid. So he's translating this that when it actually happens, first you'll hear a report. One more time, Ratzalam alo siru bameh shebo hashmua hahi bashona hazos in this year asher kvar bohu ba'aretz, that already happened in the earth v'niskaima hadavar v'yotza l'poyel. Okay, I don't know. I'm not really clear. It already happened. Let's read the next words. The acharav ritzon lemar. V'loitiru, do not be afraid b'hashmua hanishmas acharav. Again, later on, b'ashana hahi, asher kvar kovshu es bavel. Bavel already has been conquered. V'nase chomos baretz, and violence has happened in the earth. V'hine, yiye moishel al moishel, and you will hear a report that now there is a new boss in town. There is a ruler who has ruled over the old ruler, Ratzu Leimar. Parasu modai timshol al bavel shehois adhena meisheles al kol hagoyim. Parasu modai is now ruling over Bavel. Bavel thus far was the ruler over the older nations. V'choimer mikol eile, from all of these reports, al tirou ki akol hu litoivaschem, all of the world events are all for your benefit. Kol poronis shebo leolam loibo ela b'shvil Yisrael. Sometimes it's for good, and sometimes it's a wake-up call, it's not so good. But here, Yirmiyah is telling Klal Yisrael that when you're going to hear these reports of Peronis, that's Bala Olam, Chomos, Moshel al Moshel, it's L'Toivaschem. Because this is now going to be revenge to Bavel, what they have done to the Beis HaMikdash, and an opportunity for you to return to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Let's see Rashi. Pasuk Membav, B'Shmua HaNishmas Baretz, HaShmua HaZos, Shel Balshetzar Sheneherag. Okay, so he's giving us some more details. Not necessarily what he says, Rashi, is what the mitzvot, their interpretations are not necessarily the same. But at least according to Rashi, he wants to explicitly connect the first expression in the pasuk to the death of Balshetzar. Then when it says Uva Bashana Hashmua, Ba'isa Shana Atzma, that year itself, Tavai Hashmua, Shechorva Bavel, Me'oleha Min HaShamayim, that Bavel has been destroyed by itself from heaven. Shenemar v'hoisa Bavel tzvi, the most beautiful of mamlochos, tiferes go'on kastim, what used to be the most beautiful, splendorous pride of the kastim, has now turned kimapichas elokim, like HaKadosh, what has happened to them is similar to how Hashem overturned Es Sidon v'Esamora. That's what's called Minas Shamayim. Hashem has brought about this HaPecha. The Acher of Bashana Hashini, in the second year, Hashmua HaToyva Lochem. You're going to hear good news. Koy Amar Koyresh Melech Paras Mibuchem Chol Amo. Whoever wants can go up to Eretz Yisrael. Umoishal Moishal Daryove Shamadi Molach Shana Achas Uvashana Hashniya Koyresh Shaparsi. Okay, so I didn't really pay much attention to this Rashi when I was preparing, but over here now I see the Rashi over here is saying a lot of chidushim, very very different than the mitzvahs. Let's read the pasuk now again inside with the interpretation of Rashi. Pasuk begins with Fenirach Levavchem. Your heart should not, you should not be disheartened. Visiru, and you should not be afraid. Bashmua Hanishmas Baaretz. When you hear a report that Baal Shetzar has been executed, has been assassinated, that's a very frightening thing. My parents used to tell me that they remember the day when JFK was assassinated. Like every single person in this country knows exactly where they were standing, what they were doing at the moment when they heard JFK was assassinated. And they told me, you don't understand, you're a different generation today. It's not shy for you to understand what it was. What it was. Like, it just 9/11. I think, they didn't say this to me, but from the impression they gave me is that 9/11 was not as... It was going to try 3,000 people. I mean, untold of suffering. You can't diminish that. The whole world.
But the whole country didn't feel it on the same level as the president being assassinated.
Right. They gave me that impression that when that 9/11 was horrific. But when JFK was, it was a different door. It's not just the scope of the tragedy. The value of life, or the honor of life, was on a much higher level. Only that many years ago, and when something like this happens, it was so disturbing, it was so shocking, it took the wind out of everyone. So here, obviously, that was true. You don't know exactly what it was like at the time of Belshazzar, but I assume it was is at least as much. You have law and order. Havi mispalel b'shloima shel malchus il mole moira. If not for the fact that the Malchus Ish Esra'el Chayim below. Belshazzar was no tzaddikah. Let's make no mistake about it. He's the enikol of Nebuchadnezzar. Klal Yisrael is in Golis. But there's law and order. There's a system in place. People are not, there's no cannibalism. People are living lives. They're making parnasa. And when Belshazzar, you hear a report, Belshazzar has been assassinated, it's probably much more than we can imagine than when people talk about JFK. So, Hashem says, Al Yerach Levavchem, Al Tirohu, don't be afraid when you hear Bashmua Hanishmas Baritz, that Belshazzar has been assassinated and there is chaos. Don't worry. And then, Uva Bashana Hashemua. And then in the following year, you're going to hear another report. What's that report? This chaos in the whole country. The whole country has been overturned like Sidon Vamor. Once the king has been killed, wars are breaking out. There's no law and order, and the whole world is turning upside down. Don't worry, everything is okay. And then it says, "Uva b'shana hashmua." It will come in the shana hashmua, that year of the whole world has been turned over. Then, when the achara b'shana hashmua, and afterwards, you're going to hear in the next year a good report. And what's the good report you're going to hear in the next year? The good news is Koresh is in town, and Koresh says, "I'm giving you permission to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash." The Chomos Ba'aretz, there will be violence in the earth. And Moshel, this will all happen after. I guess Chomos Ba'aretz means the defeat of Bavel. Moshel al Moshel, Koresh will replace Modai. So Chomos Ba'aretz is the removal of Bavel. Moshel is Koresh, coming to succeed Al Moshel, his father-in-law, Daryavesh Hamadai. And that all goes back to the good news of that year of returning to Eretz, permission to return to Eretz Yisrael. Again, this is not like the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says every single expression here in the Pasuk of Shmua is bad news. It's bad news, which has come about. There's churban. Don't worry, it's all ultimately for your good. And when it says Moshel Moshel, it's now referring to Parasu Modai. It's referring to Modai taking over the nation of Babel. Okay, let's see the Radak. Pasuk Mem Vav. Madak pen yerach, yishamu be careful. Pen yerach levavchem ratzolaymar. This means to say be ratzolaymar b'shalom. Wait, is something wrong over here? What's going on over here? No, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong place. Pen yerach levavchem lefichach ani mavtivche ani mavtich mav mav ma mevatichachem. I promise you. You should not be afraid of the enemy that's come to Babel. Ki lo yera lochem, this enemy will not do harm to you. The teitzu mitaycha b'shalom, and you will survive this ordeal in peace. Ubal shetzar molach shalosh shanim. Bal shetzar was a king for 3 years. The last 3 years of the 70 years of Babel. The vuchanetzar evel meroidach, and the last 3 were done by Bal shetzar. Uva shana rishona. So here he Radak appears to be learning even different than what Mitzudos and Rashi says. The first of his 3 years. Uva shana rishona boshmuas modai. You hear reports that on the other end of the world, Modai is mobilizing. Sheyavo al Bavel. The Chain Bashana Hashni, in the second year of Bal Shetzar, you hear a report. The Zehu Bo Bashana Hashmua, and that's what the second expression of the Pasuk refers to. Uvo V'chein Bashana Hashlishis. That's the third year of Bal Shetzar when he was assassinated. The Zehu V'achra Bashana Hashmua, that's the third expression. Chomas Baretz. What? That's what the Mitzudos says. That's the Mitzudos. Prediction of what's going to occur. Which will occur. So according to the Mitzudos, there are three. Everyone has to deal with the fact that it says in the Pasuk 3 times the word Shemua. According to the Mitzudos, we're referring really to 2 reports. A report that's what's going to happen, then the report that it already happened. And then the report of even greater violence in the earth. The Mitzudas is not really elaborating upon the details of when these 3 reports are taking place. Rashi very clearly is. The assassination of Bal Shetzar, the destruction of Bavel, and then a good report, good news of Paras. Radak is different than both of them. Radak says there are 3 reports of bad news. And the 3 reports are the last 3 years of Bal Shetzar. You hear first at a distance Modai is coming, then he's coming closer, and then he's already succeeded in the wiping out Bavel. Okay, let's go further. Chamas ba'aretz, there's violence in the earth. Sheyavohu chaimsim ba'aretz be'aretz kastim, robbers, ganavim, extortionists, thieves are coming to the land of Babel. Moshel al-Moshel, zeu koresh, ha-parsi, shemolach achar daryovesh ha-modi. So he's learning this expression similar to the Rashi. The Moshel is the son-in-law is coming to succeed the Shver, the father-in-law. Ubisram, the Navi Yirmiya is announcing, he is informing, they should not be afraid, and their heart should not become soft. They will not suffer harm. They will suffer benefit. Koresh gave permission for the exiles to return to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, next pasuk mem zayin. Days are coming when Hashem is going to punish the idols, the Bavel, the Chol Arza, Tevosh, and the entire land will be put to shame. How could we have been so foolish to worship these idols? V'chol chalolecha yiplu v'seicha. All of the slain, the dead will fall in the land. Let's see pasuk mem zayin, the Mitzudos David. I will pay attention to bring destruction upon the idols of Babel. The enemy will break their image. And take away their gold. Now I translated the word tevosh as embarrassment. That's another interpretation we'll see in a moment. But the Mitzudos translates to the word tevosh means to dry. Yovesh. Ritzoyna loymar. Chosar mikol toivo. Water is always a metaphor for blessing. When it's dry, it means death. Yiplu b'saycha, they will fall in its midst. Ki amarich yavay b'libam, terror will come into their hearts. V'lo yetsu hasadil lilachim ul'oyev, no one will be able to have enough courage, morale, to go out to the battlefield to fight. Ki yisgaru b'ir, they will be locked up in the city. V'achash yichbay sh'oyev, eso ir yaharik oisam b'sechad, after the enemy conquers the city, they will go and penetrate the city and kill the people in the city. But let's see the mitzud Rashi pasuk mem zayin. There is no Rashi. Let's see the Radak pasuk mem zayin. Lachain v'chol aretz teivosh kol ma kol anshe aretz yelohem boishes. So you see here the Radak disagrees with the Mesudos. The word yevosh is embarrassment. Ki pisilehem yukusu v'yishavu. Their idols have been smashed and destroyed, and they were of no benefit to the people who worship them. Yiplu b'seicha ki lo yetsu chutz l'ir lilachem. They will fall in the city. That's not normally the place where you die. People who go to battle, they die outside the city. Outside the city is where the battlefield is. But they will not have the courage to leave, and they'll be killed inside the city. Pasuk Mem Ches. Pasuk Virinu Al Bavel Shamayim Baretz. The Shamayim, the Oret, is going to sing a song. It is an amazing pasuk, because we know that by Kriyas Yamsuf, at Kriyas Yamsuf, Bikshu Malachi Hashareis, the Malachi Hashareis wanted to sing Shira at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. And what did Hashem say to the Malachim? Ma'aseh yadai tovu bayom v'atem oyrim Shira. How dare you? How dare you? These are my creatures, my creation. So why was Klal Yisrael allowed to say Shira? Because they suffered. When it's personal, you're allowed to sing. There are many answers to this question, but one of the popular answers is, when it's personal, you can sing Shira. If you suffered, then you can sing Shira at the destruction of your enemy, even though it's Hashem's Ma'aseh Yadai. Hashem put a lot of effort and energy into creating these people, and now they're gone. So what? You're a victim. A victim has rights that an outsider does not have.
So Mitzrayim, they were victims also.
What?
Mitzrayim, they were victims also.
Who's the Egyptians were victims? They were the perpetrators. They were the Rishayim. What do you mean? They enslaved the Jewish people. They're chasing after them. They're coming to the Kriya.
Who's singing Shirin?
Now, this pasuk is saying this. Before I get to this pasuk, let's talk about Mitzrayim. We're coming. Let's take a step back. Let's first discuss what happened at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. At Kriyas Yamsuf, Oz Yoshir Moshe Uvene Yisrael Es Hashira Zos Lashem Vayomru Lemer. They sang Shira, and the entire Shira is a very, very detailed description of death and churban and retribution. Sus v'roichvoy Ramo Vayom. Kafu Salu b'mayim adirim v'chulu v'chulu. You go through the entire. Exactly. That's exactly. Since the Jews suffered, they were victims. They're allowed. They have the right to sing Shira, even though the Egyptians are the creation of Hashem.
But the Malachim.
What are the Malachim? Did anyone bother the Malachim? The Malachim are in the Shemayim. They're in Kailo. They're singing Shira. So they have good air conditioning. They have good food.
What? In the Lamudini, so that's what he says. He's saying to the Malachim, right? Why are you saying you have no right to sing?
You have no right. None of your business.
You're not suffering.
You didn't suffer. They have coffee, tea, and they have all the delicacies of the world. What's in your business? These are my creatures. Mind your own business. You don't sing Shira. Therefore, they did not. So here, look what it says in this pasuk. In this pasuk, it says, "V'rinu when Bavel is there, you know who's going to celebrate? Who's going to sing Shira? V'rinu Bavel Shemayim v'aretz, v'chol asher bohem, everything that's in the Shemayim, all the Malachim, everything in Shemayim. Ki mitzafon yavelah hashaydim numashem. You don't want to know why? Because the Malachim also suffered. Because Bavel, the Kastim, their war was not just a war against people. It was a war against Hashem. Nebuchadnezzar said, Adam Elo Elyon. I'm just as good as the Ribbono Shel Olam. Adam Elo Elyon. Why are you, Malachim, singing Shira to Hashem? Sing Shira to me. Adam Elo Elyon. I'm equivalent. I'm equivalent to God. The Melchama of Nebuchadnezzar and Bavel was a Melchama against Hashem. Mitzrayim was Mi Hashem. Asher Eshma B'Koilah. I don't know about this God. I don't know about him. I'm in denial. I'm an atheist. Or I'm a pagan. I have all my own gods. I'm not here to go and chapel with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let Hashem take do his thing on the other end of the world. Don't bother me. Here in Egypt, it's my land. Mi Hashem Hashem Shem Abakalach, who is this God of yours? Bavel Nebuchadnezzar, he didn't say Mi Hashem. He said, I know who God is. Adam Elo Elyon. I'm equal. I'm an equal. Or I'm even better. I'm equivalent. It was a milchama against Hashem, Mimela. Everyone, the Shemayim, suffered immensely, and therefore everyone is allowed to sing Shiri, even the Malachi Hashares. We don't apply the principle of Ma'aseh Yod Tavu Bayam. Let's see the Mefarish and Pasuk Mem Ches. What?
Also to be Shameach.
Ben Fol Oyvecha Al Tismach. Now that principle is not so simple. That principle is really mainly applied to Jews. When you have two Jews, and you don't get along with you don't get along with him. He's your enemy. Why is he an enemy? How can you have an enemy? That's another story. Then b'nefol oyvecha al tisach. But when you're dealing with a goy, a non-Jew, a rotzeach, a Nazi, and he gets what he deserves. So I don't even say you go to the extreme about it. It's a very delicate concept when you celebrate, but the rules are different. The rules are different. Alright, you have to offer the context, what it means. Every situation is different. Let's see when the Farsha Pasik Memchas, Shamayim Oretz, Hu Inyan Melit. So this is an expression. There'll be great joy, great celebration in the world when Bavel comes to an end. Ki hei kei roi ha'oreyu, la'kol ha'ovdei kachavim, because they didn't just cause pain to the Jewish people. They caused pain to the whole world. They conquered the whole world. From the north, we had this so many times. Paras Umodai, for whatever reason, is considered to be in the geographical location of the world, of the civilized world, was in the north for whatever reason. Kasha Yavo Aleha Hashoydim Mitzafon Hein Paras Umodai Hashachnim, who dwell, who live B'miktsaya Tzifonis Mizrachis, they are the northeast of Bavel. Let's see Rashi, if there is Rashi Memches, there is none. Let's see the Radak, Pasik Memches. Verininu, Kiilu Shamayim Va'aretz Yismuchu Viraninu Limapolosam. Everyone is rejoicing and singing a song to celebrate the fall of the nation. Yovei La, Daryovish Imchelo Shem Hashoididim. Daryovish is coming into Bavel to conquer and destroy. Pasik Memtes. Gam Bavel, Limpol, Chalalei Yisrael. Bavel, because Bavel, and it's a hard pasuk to translate literally, Limpol here means caused. The Lamed here is translated in an unusual way. Limpol is the cause of the fall of the Chalalei Yisrael, of the slain of the Jewish people. Gam, because, we're going to translate the word Gam as because, as if it was a key. Lebavel, Naflu, Gam Lebavel, I'm sorry. Therefore, Gam Lebavel, Naflu, Gam Lebavel, Naflu, Chalalei Chol Oretz. Because of Bavel fell, they are the cause of many victims in the entire world. They brought Chorban to the world in addition to bringing Chorban to Klal Yisrael. Let's see Pasuk Memtes in the Mitzvah David. Gam Bavel in Paul, Ki Bavel Hoya Siba. Bavel Hoya was a cause. See, very clearly he takes the Lamed and he says the word Lamed, there is a cause. Gam Linpol Chalalei Yisrael. Gam Lebavel Techoshef Hasiba. Asher naflu chalei kol haaretz, many people live in the world, and therefore kulam yismu b'mapalos, before everyone in the world will rejoice over the fall, the downfall of Bavel. Hirashi pasik memtes gam Bavel hoysa linpol ba chalei Yisrael gam le Bavel yiplu chalei kol artsa. So I'm assuming yiplu kol artsa its land. Now, I'm not sure if Rashi is saying the same thing as the Mitzudos. It could be that Rashi is saying that the end of the Pasuk, Chalalei Chol Ha'aretz, means its land. It's Mida Kineged Mida. Being that bubble caused the Jewish people to suffer so much, that's why in response, bubble itself will now suffer defeat. That's not what the Mitzudos David said. Mitzudos David says Kol Ha'aretz refers to the world, the big picture, the whole world. Babel was the cause of suffering to Klal Yisrael and was the cause of suffering to the whole world, all of the nations. Rashi is saying that because Babel was the cause of suffering to Klal Yisrael, therefore Gam LeBavel, Mida Keneged Mida, they're going to get now what they deserve. Naflu will fall in it. Chalalei Chol Aretz of its land, Arzah, its land. Yeah. I don't understand.
Okay.
Which parish are you working in? Rashi or the Mitzudos?
Whoever said that, the whole, that Aretz means the whole world.
Mitzudos, okay, the Mitzudos, okay? So Babel was the victor. For 70 years, Babel stood on top. Babel was in charge. Babel was the victor. And the whole world were the losers.
And now?
And now the Modayu Paras is going to destroy Babel. They're being destroyed.
Yeah, but it mentions Israel specifically.
It's saying it's...
No,
so you learn like Rashi. What you just said is taking these two parts of the pasuk and saying the second part of the pasuk is a punishment for what has happened in the first part. Because, look, read the pasuk according to Rashi. Let's translate the words. Gam Bavel Limpal Chale Yisrael. Because Bavel was the cause that the slain of Yisrael should fall, therefore Mida Keneged Mida Gam LeBavel Naflu Chale Chol Haaretz its land. Bavel will be destroyed. That's Rashi. That's not the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos is saying generally, Babel is going to be this pasuk is really is part of the previous pasuk. The whole world will rejoice over the fact that Yavoi Lo Hashaydim Nu Mashem, that the Shaydim Modai Uparas are coming to destroy it. And why does Babel deserve such a harsh punishment? Because Babel did two averos. Number one, it caused pain to Klal Yisrael. Number two, it caused pain to the entire world. Gam Babel Limpol Chale Yisrael and Gam LeBavel Naflu, they caused pain, harm Chale Chol Haaretz, the big world. They don't. They don't care about that. They care about them, but still, Babel's guilty. What right did Babel have to torture? What?
You're thinking about obviously the mention of Yisrael.
Yeah, it's two different sins. Well, that's Rashi. In Echonami. As I said, Rashi is... Okay, Rashi is learning the pasuk differently than the Mitzvahs. The Mitzvahs learn there are two separate sins being recorded, being mentioned. The sin that Babel committed against Klal Yisrael, and the sin that Babel committed against the entire world. Therefore, in response, the previous pasuk says, "Ki mitzafon yavo lo hashaydim nu mashem." They're going to get what they deserve. According to Rashi, this is an independent statement. The reason why Babel itself is going to be destroyed is because of what they have done to Klal Yisrael. Let's see the Radak pasuk memtes. Gam Babel. Let's see how he learns. Gam Babel noisein tam lemosh amar v'chol chalecha yiplu b'saycha. All of the chalalecha will fall in the land. This is going back to Pasuk Mem Zayin. Okay, so he's taking the Pasuk Mem Tes, attaching it to Pasuk Mem Zayin. The reason why they're going to suffer, Ki gam hi hoisa siba linpol chale Yisrael, v'chein chale kol aretz. Exactly what the Mitzudos David said. The Radak is following the interpretation. And that's why back in Pasuk Mem Zayin, that's why its people are going to suffer. Gam lebavel, bavur bavel, v'al yodah. Gam here is an unusual word. It means because Babel has done the following. I perish lebavel kmo bibavel kmo vayeshu ito laaretz kmo baaretz harakti lepitzi kmo bepitzi. In Babel they've done. Okay, I'm not sure that's it's the same idea. The same idea, but bibavel means lebavel, concerning Babel, concerning what Babel has done. That's why they're going to be punished. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk nun. Pasuk Nun says, "Pleitim echerev, those fortunate people who have escaped the sword, hilchu, run away, flee, al tamodu, do not stand here locally, zichru meirachoy." In other words, go to Eretz Yisrael. We are addressing Klal Yisrael. Zichru meirachoy kes Hashem. Remember from the distance, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, v'Yerushalayim ta'ale al levavchem. And you shall keep Yerushalayim close to your heart. Okay, very important pasuk. Always think about klal im loy ale es Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi. Yerushalayim is central in our thoughts. Pasuk nun in the Mesudas David. Pleitim mecheref atem bnei Yisrael ha pleitim mecheref oyv, who have escaped the sword of the enemy. V'loy naharaktem, and you have not been killed in Anshei Bavel. Hilchu misham liartzechem, run to your land. V'loy samodu shama, do not stand there in Bavel. Zichru meirochayk mi Bavel, when you're in the land of Bavel, you shall always remember as Hashem ma shebitaltem avodas hamikdash. Remember your sins. The students learn here to remember the sins you mavarch the base of avoda. Umiharu lashuv elecha, and be swift to return to Eretz Yisrael. V'Yerushalayim liskor ba ma shehi misaveles al shem masecha. Remember that Yerushalayim is mourning its ruins. Yerushalayim is in a state of mourning due to the Churban. Remember this and go back to Yerushalayim and give it comfort by rebuilding the Churvos Yerushalayim. Pasuk nun in the Mitzudos in Rashi, Pelaitim Echerev, Yisrael shal galu l'saycha, shepoltu mechev nevuzardon. So here he says something very interesting. This is not really what the Mitzudos says. Okay, let's review. According to the Mitzudos, when it says in the pasuk, you have escaped the sword, refers to the people who are living in Bavel, who have not been killed by Daryavesh Hamadi. Daryavesh Hamadi has attacked, he has conquered Bavel, and there are survivors. Among the survivors are Jews. The Jews now are free to go wherever they want. They are the Pleitei Mecheref. According to Rashi, we're referring to all of the Jews who live in Bavel, who are called Pleitei Mecheref from the Churban Bayis Rishon, those who have escaped the sword of Nebuzaradan and did not die 70 years ago at the time when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, but where lives were spared and were taken to Bavel as refugees. So now your time has come to think about Yerushalayim and to return there. Yisrael shagolu l'saycha shapoltu mechev Nebuzaradan. Radak Pasuk Nun says Pleite Mecherev Atem Yisrael Asher Bebovel Shenim Latetem Mechev Nevucha Netzar. Exactly what the Rashi says. Ugelisim Lebovel. Now Holchum Bo, the time now has come that you shall leave Bovel, you shall return to Eretz Yisrael. Zichu Merochok, is Hashem, you should remember Hashem from far. Zichu Mizman Rochok Zeh Shim Shones Hashem. So here we have a new idea. According to the Radak, when it says the word Rochok, Rochok does not mean location. When I translate the pasuk in the beginning, I translate the remember Yerushalayim from your distant location, Bavel. That's not what he says. It means time. Remember what happened 70 years ago. Kolaymar avoidas Hashem shenitla. Remember that the Mikdash was destroyed. Kivchein tigin yonasan yas pulchano da Hashem, the service of Hashem. The Yerushalayim shechorva tale alavavchem, bring it to your heart. Utsu mitach Bavel, and leave Bavel. Okay, Pasik Nun Aleph.
Isn't that the next generation though?
Yes, this is the
generation. It wasn't saved from the Cherub. They weren't saved from the knife. They don't know anything about it.
Well, they're survivors. So, first of all, there were a lot. There were many people who did who were alive. There were many people who returned, who witnessed with their own eyes the Bayis Rishon, the tail end of the Bayis Rishon, and now we're like 80, 90, 100 years old, and returned to rebuild the Bayis Sheni. It says the Beferish and the Psukim. They were people that were very, very old. And then there were youngsters, but even the youngsters can be considered to be an extension.
Second generation.
Their parents told them. Pasik Nun Aleph. Klal Yisrael now speaks and says, Boshnu, we are ashamed. Kishomanu Kherpa. Klal Yisrael says, for the last 70 years, we've always been in a state of boshes. How could it have happened that we have been exiled from our homeland? Kishomanu Kherpa. We've always hearing shame. Kisisa Chalima Panenu. Our faces are covered with shame. Kivohu Zorim. Because strangers have entered Al Mikdashay Beis Hashem. Pasuk Nun Aleph in the Mitzvah of David. Boshnu hine ad hine, until this point in time, for these last 70 years, Boshnu, we are put to shame. Ki shamanu cherpas oyev, we've continuously heard the shame of the enemy. V'chisachlim ponenu, and shame has covered our face. Kashabot zolim al mikdash beis Hashem, v'hem ha'olim v'hem ha'ulam v'heichol v'advir. The enemy has penetrated into the ulam, the three parts of the beis hamikdash. The antechamber, the Hechel where the menorah is, and then the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Dvir, where the Aron is. We send the Loimar, Kasher Hecharivu Bez Beis HaMikdash, when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Chorfu Oivim, they have put our enemies have put us to shame. The other one they said, "Mibliichos Hashem lo hitzel mikdasho," and the shame that we've heard is that what they've said, that the reason why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed is because Hashem is too weak to protect you. That is apikorsis, and that is something which is shameful. Rashi pasuk nun aleph ki shamanu cherpa sheyukastim oimrim umicharfim oisun lemar yad elokeinu. Rama, Eloheinu Rama, Shehecheravnu es beso. The shame is that the Babylonians claim their success came from their gods, their false gods. Radak pasuk nun aleph boshnu va'amru boshnu me'oz. We're put to shame me'es chubin Yerushalayim ki shamanu cherpa shayuchayim mekarfim oisun begalusenu miYerushalayim al mikdash beis Hashem hakol bechal beis Hashem u'mikdashay hadvir ha'hechav ha'ulam kol echad mikdash, everything is called holy, all different parts of the beis hamikdash. Pasuk nun beis v'chein therefore he ne'yam boim miMashem. Yeah. Oh, very good. Very, very good. You know, you're really saying, we just totally glossed over that. You're right. There are three critical terms here in the pasuk: cherpa, klima, and what's the third word? Boshes. Okay, so I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer, but you're saying something that is absolutely critical to understand this pasuk. Boshes is always an expression of... We find boshes. Where do we find the words for the first time? By Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava says boshes. For lo yis boshashu. They were not ashamed. They were not ashamed. Where do we find cherpa? Ki cherpa lanu by last week's parasha by Dina by ki cherpa lanu, not to have a bris mila is a cherpa. But where do we find klima? Anyone can think of an example where we find the word klima? There's got to be a place. I'm sure there's a place. So you have to study the context of where these expressions are found, and develop what is the deeper meaning. Probably the Malbim. The Malbim, he has a sefer called HaKarmel, where he takes synonyms and he shows you the difference between. I'm sure there in the HaKarmel. Alright, so you have to really understand the deeper meaning of what the. Oh, a bris mila ki cherpa hilan, a bris, not having a bris mila. So what's the cherpa? It's not something that is active, it's you're missing out on something spiritual. Boshes, I think it applies more to the physical body. Adam and Chava v'lo yis boshashu means they were naked and they weren't embarrassed. There's a certain embarrassment that comes over your physical conditions. Cherpa is something which we see is more spiritual. I don't have a bris mila. That's something which is spiritual. And what's klima? I don't know. Klima must be something even deeper. Something which maybe affects your soul. It's a shame that the neshama is a deeper form of shame. Okay, it's a very, very good point. It must be deeper.
Some people are more ashamed than others about certain things that have happened to what they do.
Boshes pashas is physical embarrassment. You're naked. So what are you embarrassed? I'm embarrassed that I'm naked. Cherpa seems to be a spiritual, I'm lacking spiritually. I'm not part of the covenant. And cherpa, klima, possibly in the language of kolem. Kolem means obliteration. Possibly kolem means that your soul, it's not just I'm missing out on being part of a spiritual concept, my soul is actually lacking. It's kolem, it's missing. That was the word which Bilam wanted to say. Bilam, when he cursed Kalem. So that's where you see that expression, Kalem. Kalem means finish them off. Finish them off, there should be absolutely nothing. Okay, so this is, it's a good point. Adoni Moshe Kohen there also, you have a similar there also. Okay. All right, we'll leave with that. Pasuk Nun Beis. Lochei Nefina Yabam Numa Shemu Fakadi Al Pisilecha. I will go and I will punish their idols. V'chol Aritza Ye'enok Cholol. The mortally wounded will groan. They'll make sounds as they're dying. Pasuk Lam Nun Beis. This is David. V'fakadi Ashkiach Lavi Puranus Al Pisilecha. I will pay attention to bring punishment upon the idols. V'chol Aritza. V'chol Mekomis Aritza Ye'enok Cholol Beis Teitz HaNeshama. When the Neshama departs, they will make noises. Rashi yena cholol yitzak cholol kishahargim es adam becheitz oy b'raymach. When a person is killed with an arrow or with a spear, it's not like on television where they just die. It's a painful, slow death until they who gunoach kishemaytzi haremech. And they are goneach, they moan when they remove the sword, the spear, hi hu anaka, that's what we call anaka. Rashi, Radak, Pasuk Nun Beis, L'chein yenek cholol, ha-cholol be'etz mosa motzi ha-neshama be'anaka v'tzaka. The neshama moans and groans when the neshama departs from the body. Pasuk Nun Gimel, ki sale babel ha-shamayim. Even if Babel has an escape plan, all the science fiction movies, all they talk about this. Maybe this is going to come true yet. Just in case this earth is condemned, if global warming gets a hold of this earth and all the glaciers, they melt, and this world is doomed, we have to be prepared to escape to Mars. We have to have a space station, and we spend trillions and trillions of dollars exploring space, because that's what's going to happen one day. One day we're all going to need to escape this planet and live somewhere else. Isn't that what every single motion picture film coming out of Hollywood is all about? Right? To find a new place to escape. So Hashem says, guess what?
That's why it's called escape.
Guess what? I'll get you there also. Even if you'll go and you'll sit in your space station in Mars, Kisale Bavel Hashamayim. Even if Babel will go, they'll relocate every last citizen of the nation to Shamayim, to a space station, or to another planet, who knows where? Don't worry. Or v'chi sivatzer meroim uza. And even if they'll fortify their cities to the highest, to the ultimate degree of fortification, they'll live in bunkers. Kivatzer, batzer means like a fortress. Meroy means uzot's might. Meroy means exalted. They will, the best fortifications that the world has to offer. Hashem says, don't worry, I'll get you. Me'iti yavo shoydim la. I will dispatch from me the enemy, the pillagers. So says Nu'um Hashem, so says Hashem. There is no escape from Hashem, even in another world. Nun Gimel. Kisale. Intale Bavel El Hashemayim. Lihi Shogev Shamim Meho Oyev. If Bavel will ascend to heaven to escape from the enemy. Ve'im Tasem Mivtzar Chosak Damarom. So he look at the Mitzvot. The Mitzvot over here says the second part of the Pasuk is a continuation. I, by mistake, translate as a different concept. They'll go to Shemayim, or they'll live here on this world, but they'll create for themselves their own society. They don't need the world. They'll have everything they possibly need in the ultimate fortification. No, he's translating the possibilities. And you go to Shemayim, and in Shemayim you will build for yourself a fortification. Loitoya la'atzma. It will not make a bit of a difference. Ki mimeni yavo lo hashoidim. Hashem will dispatch the shoidim. The ancient mitzar oimen negdi. And there is nothing that you can do to hide from me. V'inyin melitza v'haflaga. This is an expression and an exaggeration. Today, it's no exaggeration, right? There's a space station. It's for real. It's the real deal. There's no exaggeration. Do we have to pay taxes if you live in the space station today? Right? If you're out of the country, what do they do? What do they do on their tax form? The people who live there for a whole year, they live for a very long periods of time, right? They're not just out of country. They're out of the world. How do they fill out their tax return? Loimar, It's not going to make a difference. Pasuk Lamed Gimel v'chi sivot ser loshen mitzar chazek, a fortification. Mitiyavo shaydim la meitim in hashamayim hagavohim mimena yavo la hashaydim. There is no escape. Radak pasuk Lamed Gimel ki sal above hashamayim lo yoyel la. It's not going to make a difference. Afilu tivne binyanim gidolim ubitzurim bashamayim. Even they are to build structures in heaven. V'chi sivot ser v'hes even if you'll build massive fortifications, lo yoyela, ki meito yavo shaydedeha, lo Hashem will dispatch his enemy to destroy you. Perish meiti ki hakel heir ruach Daryavish v'koresh. Hashem has awakened, aroused the spirit of Daryavish v'koresh, lavo el bavel, to come and attack and destroy Babel. Sivotzer inin chizek, it means strength, min gidoyles, gidoylois uvitzros, fortified. V'chein levatzer hachaymah, to fortify the wall. Pasek nun dalid.
One second, by the way, the art scroll translation, Yispo Shoshu says shame, Charipa says disgrace, and Klimo says humiliation.
Okay, that's not right from the
words. Yeah, I know, yeah. But I mean, that's the words they use.
Okay, different translations. The word. I'm
saying, however, it could be, it's more personal and more public, or whatever. How you feel personally, or everybody perceives you. Maybe you're not ashamed, but you're humiliated. I mean, if you
want to
look, right? Yeah, I know. I said, take it how you want.
Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk nun dalet, ki shoydid Hashem es bavel. Hashem is destroying bavel. V'ibad mimeno kol gadol. And it will be lost. Hashem is destroying bavel, and he will bring an end the kol gadol. Bavel produced noise. Here the pasuk describing Babel is a nation that produces lots of sound. I guess that means good sound. They're busy. When the country is busy, there's always things happening. And the sound is a sound of activity. Hashem will bring an end, will bring a destruction to that sound, the kol gadol, the hamugal lehem kamayim rabim, and the waves will roar like Vahamugalayam Kamayim Rabim, Nitan Shaon Kolam, it will be given the sound of the waves will give forth their sound. Now let's see inside. I don't really know what I'm saying here. Let's see in the Pasuk Nun Hey in the Mitsudos. Kol Godol Ki Hoysa Bas Rabas Am, the Kol Shoinam Hoya Godol Ma'od. The sound of their roar was very loud. Vahamu galehem, Ritzon Loimar, Umashe galehem hoyu hoimim, Koloima masha hamu begava, Uvehis roimimus kagalim. This that in the past they were arrogant. Their waves went up very high. Kimohamoyas hamayim rabim, Kein hoyu nishma kolom, so was heard their voice, as called the yoivat hamakom imenu. So the Matthews explains the Pasuk as follows. Let's go back to the Pasuk inside. The Pasuk says, Ki shredet Hashem es bav, Hashem is destroying Babel. Now when it says the word v'ibad, ibad is going on the rest of the Pasuk. V'ibad Hashem will destroy mimena from Babel. And here, what is Babel? Babel was called the Kol Gadol, a country that produced lots of noise. It's a country, v'hamu galehem kamayim rabim. It was a country that had waves. Their waves were massive. Hamu means, what's a good word for hamu?
Roared.
Their waves roared, mayim rabim. The waves roared with mayim rabim. And also, nitan sh'on kolam, they gave forth a sound, a roaring sound. Shon means to roar, kolam is noise, so the two words go together. These waves gave forth a very loud noise. All of these three things are descriptions of Bavel. They were a nation of Kol Gadol, a nation that was Hamu Galehem Kamayim Rabim, and a nation that was Nitan Sha'oin Kolam. Three different different terms describing the nature, the power, the might of Babel. Seemingly, it's a negative description, alluding to the fact that they were arrogant. They were very proud. But no worries, because all of this is now ibad, is all coming to an end. That's how the mitzvah of it seems. So in the past, let's see Rashi. Nun hey nitan sha'oin kailam nishma kol sakosam. It's heard the sound of their cry. Now, from Rashi, it says the word sakosam, it would seem that Rashi is disagreeing with the mitzvah of it. Because he's saying over here that now your end is coming and you're going to be in pain, you're going to suffer. Hashem is going to destroy Mimena Kol Gadol. And it would seem from Rashi, he's learning here the last two sections of the Pasuk is describing the pain that is coming forth from their suffering. The Hamu Galeim Kamaim Rabim, their waves will roar like great waters, meaning Tsa'oka, Rashi says. Nitan Sh'oin Kolom, their voice will go forth with pain, a roar of tsar. I assume that's correct because Rashi used the word Tsa'okasam. Tsa'okasam is a term that refers to suffering. That's not what the Mitzvah David said. The Mitzvah David kept on saying is that all these are expressions of their previous state of arrogance and pride and sense of security and everything will be okay. All of this will come to an end. Let's see the Madak, Pasik Nun Hei. Nun Hei says, Ki Shoydeid V'Ovad Mimeno Kol Gadol Shehoisa Ir Hamoya. Until this point in time, it was an Ir Hamoya which produced sound. V'Hoya Nishba Ka Ba Kol Gadol Miroi V'Masher Ba Shoyu Hoimim Kehamos Gale Hayom. They made noise like the waves of the sea. V'Hoya Kamo Sha'on Kolam. And it was a mighty roar. All of this, Avad HaKel Mimena Oisa, Kol Hashem is going to bring an end to this sound. The Radak is learning the Pasuk, Kimat, exactly the same way the Mitzudos David learns the Pasuk, with one slight difference. The Mitzudos David added a few words which seem to indicate that the sound of the country was arrogance. Arrogance and a sense of security and being impervious to any churban, whereas Radak just says it used to be a popular place. Bavel used to be a place where everything was happening. There's lots of noise, there's activity, there are restaurants, there's shopping, there's a great economy, there's people, it's a great tourist attraction. Everyone likes to hang out there. All of this is going to come to an end at this point in time. Okay, we're going to stop here with Pasuk Nun Vav. Thank you.